I have just one very small question to follow up on that. Just last year, you spoke about altering the syntax of a very colonial language, I mean, that we're still using at the moment to communicate and everything that's like, right? Just a little bit more about that. When you're engaging in that process and that writing of that effort of trying to sort of build almost relation through language, right? You were saying, but also to build a particular kind of perspective. And you were talking about the complication of the embodied eye. But what's that like? Does English still resist in some ways, right? And then and then how do you sort of go about really literally decolonizing the very sort of terms that we're using?
So part of that is, can be just simply practical things around how we juxtapose language. And so we may be creating meaning or alternate meanings, or we might be revealing more about the context and the meaning of something. So there's no innocent words. You know, we can do things with how we place them that heighten and highlight elements that we'd like to have brought out. So that's just a practical thing. We can reduce and undermine language too, and make it silly. We can make it selfish. We can do things that make show and reveal its tendencies. We can work with sound and rhythm. And for me, and I learned this more in my more recent book project, but really, really giving over to motion, movement, sound, rhythm as a device, I suppose, or like a kind of a formal thing, but also as like a freeing thing, because it's different from what language does. It's not to say that when we speak and, you know, we do have rhythms and cadence and it's necessary, actually, it's partly how we hear each other. There's lots of context, our connotations and the ways in which we use language that absolutely is inflected with sound and volume and tone and how we, you know, but that can get more and more deliberate, or we try to get more and more deliberate in the context of poetry. I do believe that has some power that maybe supersedes the actual meaning and formality of just expository.